Hey, welcome back, students, and those of you who have listened to the show before. I'm glad you're still with me. If this is the first time you're listening, thanks. I hope you'll be back. I'm D.A. Arliss, welcoming you to episode 055 of the Guitar Technique Tutor podcast, recorded on October 25th, 2011. My goal as a guitarist and instructor with decades of experience is to raise the quality of my students' and all guitarists' playing level and understanding. So here I am, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time. So how was your week? Mine was just fine, and pardon if I am speaking slightly more accelerated than usual. E-Rex is out on a very brief errand, and I'm trying to get this recorded so he doesn't need to tippy-toe around the apartment or be frustrated at not putting on some kind of entertainment, etc. So I'm going to try to power through this podcast pretty quickly. I was really bummed to have missed Sharon Isbin playing as a special guest of Stanley Jordan at the Iridium last Monday. When I found out about it, it was too late to go, and I would have moved heaven and earth to go there. I know it had to have been amazing. Stanley Jordan is totally in a class by himself as a guitarist. And Sharon, well, if you've listened to this podcast from the beginning, you know I think she's probably the most skilled and artistic guitarist across every genre alive today. If not, surely she's in the top three. So had I known, I would have done all sorts of things and moved my schedule around in order to hear that collaboration. If you were there, email me and tell me what I missed and how fabulous it was. I had the pleasure of seeing former student Tommy on Sunday. He looked good and reported that he has just changed his strings. Now that either means he broke one or he's playing a lot at college. I would like to think the latter. I'm also happy to be welcoming Talia, a former student, back into my schedule. She went away, as is customary, for the whole summer. But then her home was flooded in the hurricane, Hurricane Irene, and there have been other personal family issues going on. So, Talia, I am looking forward to seeing you Thursday. I missed you so much, and I'm really, really glad you're back. So that's good. Andy, it was great to speak with you during this past weekend. I'm sorry we can't work together at this time, but feel free to contact me if things change. I'm loving my DRs on all my guitars. I have played a lot of strings for a lot of years, and for me, there is absolutely no better string on the market, no matter what kind of guitar you play and no matter what your personal genre or genres are. The best on the market, in my opinion, is DR, and I am loving my fresh DRs on my one guitar that hadn't yet had DRs put on them. I have a rather big social event coming this weekend, so there is a possibility that I will skip the show next week. It's more likely right now that I'm going to pass than not, and if I do pass on creating a show next week, I'll surely be back behind the microphone in 2 weeks without fail. This week, there's a lone student in the spotlight. The question of the week was actually some lazy student statements and questions that I need to address. News is about taking a tour of your local guitar builder's factory. And my take note topic is engage your brain, not just your ears or just your eyes or just your muscle memory. Okay, that kind of wraps it up for today's intro. And because of the impending E-Rex return, we're going to wind this up and move along to the student spotlight. In the warm glow of the student spotlight, Olivia is soloing. I have to say my other students are working well, but the status of the spotlight occupier is a result of excellence, not just doing well, which is the very bare minimum I expect from my students. So Olivia, you are a distinguished guitarist this week and most weeks. Congratulations for exhibiting creativity, application, discipline, fine execution of your music, and all the other qualities that go into being an excellently burgeoning, all-around, well-rounded guitarist. Good work. Hey guys, join Olivia. She's not off-putting at all. Get in that spotlight, work a little bit harder. Some of you are just knocking on the door and right on the perimeter of the spotlight. So apply yourselves a little bit more. I know it's the change of seasons, and like spring fever, that sometimes affects people, and the early darkening of the skies affects people. But when I was a younger musician, the darkness was very conducive to practicing for me. So anyway, let's move along to the question of the week. I received some texts from students this week that read something like this. One was, quote, "I forgot how to play the two scales you told me about," close quote, meaning in a particular or different position from the place these particular scales are ordinarily played by that student. And, quote, "How do I play a high-ish sounding E9 chord," close quote. Why are these the questions of the week? Am I going to answer them? No! Here's the issue, Julia and Danielle. Yes, I'm naming names. You both know what you need to play, whether it's a scale in a different position than usual, or a chord that has to be high or low or wherever. I want my students to hear this as well as any guitarists in the making. You need to learn to play the guitar well. And what does it mean to learn? Well, that's the rub. The primary definition of learn is, and I quote, "gain or acquire knowledge of or skill in something by study, experience, or being taught." And the example they gave is they had started learning French, or she is learning to play the piano, or we learn from experience. Now, a secondary definition is commit to memory, as in I'd learned too many Grimm poems in school. It's the committing to memory definition that a lot of schools use for every kind of learning. That is absolutely regrettable. Memorizing is not necessarily learning. Being able to execute music by way of muscle or visual memory with disregard to context, theory, and sound is not learning it at all. So, Julia, if you know what the seven notes of a scale are, and you know about half steps and whole steps, that text shouldn't have been sent. Danielle, the same goes for you. If you know what makes a 9 chord, you should not have to ask what a high-ish E9 would be if there is one. Both of you ladies, just figure it out. Man, this is a very frustrating thing, and I have to say I find these kinds of comments and questions more frequently in recent years than a long time ago. I guess that's the way I'll say it. Okay, while we're on the topic, what is a 9 chord? I mean, what's a 9 chord other than my favorite type of chord in the universe? Well, technically, it's a 7 chord with a 2 or 9 in it. We call it a 9 when the 7 shows up, and we call it a 2 when there's no 7 in the chord. The 5 is totally optional. I personally like the movable 9 chord that is named by the 5th string note when you play that movable form. That is probably my favorite chord in the whole world. Okay, now the secret's out. Anyway, shame on both of you young ladies. I liked last week's question of the week much better. Julia, Danielle, and everybody else, don't disengage your brain when you're playing or when you're having your lesson or when you're practicing. You actually need to think. It is not just movement and time spent with the guitar in your arms. That's it for my tirade this week and my naming of names in the Hall of Shame. Now let's move along to this week's news. news this week is something that is in the news because of the time of year, not that it's such a hot news item. It's autumn, and if the turning of the leaves are at or near peak, this is a great time to take a little or even a big road trip. Why not visit the factory that built your guitar, or a nearby guitar factory where somebody else's guitar was built, and take a tour? Most guitar builders offer factory tours, and those that are localish to me would be great to visit and get an eyeful of glorious color all the way there and back. Factory tours are listed on most of the guitar company's websites, and in preparation to mention this, I checked this out, and just about every factory has tours, and you know, these are great. I've been to the Martin factory several times. I have been to PRS, Paul Reed Smith, a couple of times. These are just fabulous and totally informative, and you have such a broad understanding of how your instrument works. They're just great. They're informative enough and not so dry that if you have children along that they would get bored. I'd say 7 or 8 years old and up. Younger might get a little fidgety or want to touch what you're just invited to observe. In most cases, a fairly charismatic, charming, and smooth individual will inform you about the process of making the guitars. There's enough cool stuff and info and humor to make it really enjoyable. And of course, one benefit, if we're in a shopping mode, is at these factories, there's usually a gear shop where you can get everything from picks to jackets to a whole lot of other branded things by the company. So check it out. Find a guitar factory near you and see how your favorite instrument is made. All the better if it's the guitar factory where your guitar was made. All right, let's move on to this week's Take Note segment. Listen, this harkens back to my Lazy Girl's question of the week infamy. If you're an aspiring or stuck-in-a-rut guitarist, and you are not alert and cognizant of what you're doing when your fingertips and pick or other fingertips are striking the strings of your guitar, you're destined for mediocrity at the very best, and that's a very optimistic prognosis. Exercise your brain and ears along with your fingers. As soon as you are able to play without error, stop looking at your fingers. The process of seeing what you're doing has two negatives. The milliseconds it takes to process what you're seeing actually slows you down if you're working on anything in which speed is desired or essential. And understanding what you're playing and hearing it accurately makes you a much better and a more intuitive musician. So if you're listening for a problem or to hear what you're doing as opposed to visually assessing it, it's hugely better. If you have been playing for more than 5 or 6 weeks and you sound out something on the guitar, and I'm talking about something that's a simple melody, you may make mistakes, but it should be fairly obvious to you where each next note should be sounded. If the sound changes a lot, you're going to play another string or a good distance from the previous note on the same string. What's the name of the chord you're playing if you're playing them from notation? Don't have any idea? Figure it out. Identify it with a name so that it becomes more memorable and so you can add that funky notated chord into your personal arsenal of chords at the ready. You know the name of the chord you're playing, but don't know what notes you're actually sounding? Well, find out so you can play the chord in another voicing if the occasion arises. Can you hear any modulation in the key, or do you just play it and don't even notice it? Can you hear what's major or minor or moody about the music? What makes it that way? Think of your music as the story of your life. When you tell the story of your life to someone, you know what the ultimate goal is, you know how you're going to express it, you know when you're going to say something humorous, and even pause to allow your listener to chuckle before you resume the story. You know if you're going to gesture, raise your voice, roll your eyes, etc. What you play should contain these kinds of musical nuances. You can't implement them if you don't understand the story of your music. I'll say it again, get engaged. Not with a ring, but with knowledge. Don't delay another day. If you don't know what to make of your playing, in other words, you're going through physical movement, whether you're a notation player or a tab player, find someone who can help you. I mean, it boggles my mind that anyone approaches playing an instrument that way, but clearly two of my students do, and I am sure they are a majority, not a minority. I guarantee your playing and musicianship will improve exponentially if you have a clue what you're doing. That wraps up the segments of episode 055 for today. I know this is a short podcast compared to some of my former ones, but it's short and sweet this week, and actually not so sweet, kind of accusatory, but that's my job. Let's move along to the outro and wrap this baby up. I missed Sharon Isbin with Stanley Jordan at the Iridium. Oh well. Congratulations to Super Chick Olivia for remaining in the student spotlight by herself again this week. Keep it up, girl. The reply to the questions of the week is shame on you, Danielle and Julia. This is the perfect time of the year for a road trip, short or long, to visit a nearby guitar factory and take a tour. Get engaged in your music. It's not just a physical exercise. The more you know about it, the better you will play. Don't look at your hands if possible. It will slow you down and distract you from what you're playing. Remember the Les Paul and Mahwah exhibit, open Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday in Mahwah, New Jersey. It's worth the trip. Keep humidifying. This is an extremely vulnerable time for most guitars. Keep that humidifier in your case and or near your guitar if your guitar is exposed all the time, and make sure the humidity is at minimum 40% where the guitar is. Oh, just a quick note for my private students. We are on for December 3rd, so mark your calendars and invite a guitar-playing friend. We're going to have a lovely experience, and I will give you a handout with all the details this week. Students and valued listeners, I want to thank you once again for your time and for joining me for this sort of compact episode of 055 of the Guitar Technique Tuner podcast. I hope you heard something thought-provoking, instructional, and or entertaining. I will include links to anything I mentioned that I think you might like to explore further in the show notes. Don't forget that my website is guitartechniquetutor.com, all spelled traditionally, GUITARTECHNIQUETUTOR.com. And you can reach me by email at guitartechnique@gmail.com. Please note that there is no tutor in the email address. Don't hesitate to email me your question for the Question of the Week segment. If I use it, I will be delighted to contact you and send you a Guitar Technique Tutor podcast pick. You can follow me on Twitter, where I'm Guitar Technique. I don't tweet a whole lot, but I do tweet to update those of you who are following me, and I retweet what I think is interesting that is put out by those I follow. On my homepage and the podcast page of my website, you will find links to subscribe to the podcast in a variety of ways, and or to subscribe to the show notes by email or by a reader. If you're seeking expert, competent guitar instruction in the Bergen and Rockland County towns in which I teach, such as Airmont, Allendale, Fairlawn, Franklin Lakes, Glen Rock, Hawthorne, Hohokus, Hilburn, Mahwa, Midland Park, Montebello, Montvale, Oakland, Paramus, Oradell, Park Ridge, Ramsey, Ridgewood, River Edge, Saddle River, Suffern, Tallman, Teaneck, Upper Saddle River, Waldwick, Washington Township, Westwood, Woodcliff Lake, or Wyckoff, please contact me. For lesson inquiries, calling is really the best thing, and my number is on the website. If we can coordinate our schedules, and you're a good candidate to learn to play the guitar, perhaps we can work together. Practice, and do so engaged. Have a great week, and until next time, I'm your host, D.A. Arliss, doing my part to spread the excellence, one guitarist at a time.